my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
The sun was about to set when the goblins finally arrived at the very entrance of the valley, the place that gave birth to the rainbow. That night, they decided to stay in a cave nearby.
Good evening, folks, and welcome back to another 4 o'clock edition of yours truly, Soapy Serenades. here every Monday, 4 p.m. I'm your host, Colin, your master of ceremonies. And oh boy, do I have a show for you. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, too. Not just Freeform, we do everything here. We do PSAs about dried fruits and ladder fallings and other things of that nature. But for today, I have straight grooves. It's a sunny, beautiful October day out. And because of that, I've chosen some songs that maybe you want to go outside and, you know, maybe sit out and stick my toes in the grass and maybe read a book or listen to Soapy Serenades, Tufts' only sudsy radio show. That first song that you heard was The Sunset Valley by none other than Masayoshi Takanaka off of his acclaimed album, The Rainbow Goblins, which is based off of a 1975 children's book called The Rainbow Goblins by Ulderico, a Italian author. So it's funny, in my student teaching placement today, we were just talking about children's books, and then I realized that I included a song from an album based off of a children's book. How funny is that? In other news, I have some excellent groovy songs for you. And who better to start that off with than the Groove Masters themselves? This is Jamiroquai with a tune called Cosmic Girl, throwing it back to their 1996 release, Traveling Without Moving. And boy, if you aren't moving right now, you will be in 1 second. Enjoy, folks.
She was from another time.
was Slow Dance by Claro off of her 2023 album. 2024 album, Charm. Before that was Bumblebee by Dora Jar. And then before that was Super Rad by the Aquabats. I've been really into the history and the different waves of ska recently. So if you must know, the Aquabats did arise during the third wave of ska in the more commercialized and half punk, half, traditional ska-ish elements of ska. So that's the Aquabats. Slow Dance by Claro is truly a song that stands the test of time. I think that over this past year, I've listened to it so much when it came out during the summer, that it has found its way into my summer, my fall, my winter, and my spring. It's truly a four seasons album, and it begs to be sampled. So if somebody out there, if you are listening to me, Colin, your master of sedsimonies, every Monday at 4 p.m. on Soapy Serenades, you, if you are listening to me, I beg you, incorporate this into some kind of sample. Do something with it. It's begging for it. In other news, that was our hot beginning to the show. Let's slow it down a little bit. Not too much, just a tad, with a four-track run of Simon and Garfunkel. I've got an assortment of Simon and Garfunkel songs, two of which are from Bookends, one of which is from Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, and the last one from There Goes Rhymin' Simon. What? Colin, that's not Simon and Garfunkel. You're right, that's just Paul Simon. I tricked you, and I got away with it too until I just told you. This is Punky's Dilemma off of Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my boat, taking movies, relaxed in a while, living in style, talking to a raisin who occasionally plays L.A. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, got to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizens for boysenberry jam fan. Best wishes, Morton. Old Roger Draft, can't you leave him by the basement door? Everybody knows what he's tiptoeing down there for. Sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me. many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away. Don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly, and I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Oh, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You can be forever. Tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, to get some rest.
That was American Tune by Paul Simon, off of There Goes Rhymin' Simon. Before that, you heard America by Simon and Garfunkel. And then before that was Homeward Bound, also by Simon and Garfunkel. I chose two songs that have America in their title that I often get confused. Although one is by Simon and Garfunkel and the other is by Paul Simon. So Paul Simon may have done that as a jab against art, but who knows, really? I guess we'll never find out the answer because they won't make amends. Please, fellas, please, before you die, make up. Do one last tour. Actually, you know what? You know why? Fun fact, Art Garfunkel isn't doing tours anymore, I don't think. He's officially retired from singing. If you want to know why, it's because I believe that he choked on a piece of lobster and he ruptured his vocal cords. He is no longer able to sing or as well as he once did, which is an absolutely diabolical way to stop your illustrious singing career, by choking on a piece of lobster. Somebody fact check that for me. I'll fact check it myself after this, and I'll let you know. But until then, I'm still calling. This is still Soapy Serenades every Monday at 4 o'clock. And after that beautiful, soothing song, I'm going to deliver a few more your way. I've got three. Actually, I've got four, but I'm going to chat one more time before that last one. I've got three more songs for you. This is Is It a Crime by Sade, one of the most beautiful, soothing voices of all time, followed by a few more. Enjoy, folks.
This may come as some surprise. So don't you ask me to give it.
Folks, that was Need To by Pine Grove off of their album Everything So Far. Before that, you were listening to I'm Not In Love by 10cc. Look up the origin of their band name. It's a it's an interesting tale. And then before that, you heard Is It A Crime by Sade. So, folks, you know the name of the game here at Soapy Serenades. We aren't trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm not trying to put you guys on to crazy new music or, you know, revolutionize the airwaves. I'm just trying to bring back some old memories. This is a way to make you listen to a song and be like, oh man, you know, I haven't heard that one in a while. Or better yet, if it is new to you, I just hope that you enjoy it. So I'm not trying to out-niche or out-specific music anybody else. I'm just trying to put some good vibes out into the world and hopefully receive some back. So that was Need To by Pine Grove. I have one more song for all of you, and that'll complete the hour here with Soapy Serenades every Monday at 4 p.m. with your host, Colin, the master of Sudsimonies. And that song is going to be Folk Song by the Sundays, but don't leave just yet. We have Radio 10 with Gene on after, and it's going to be quite a show. I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm going to listen to it on the ride home. So without any further ado, this is Folk Song by the Sundays. I've been Colin here every Monday at 4 p.m. with Soapy Serenades. Make sure that you, yes, you, the one who doesn't think that I'm talking to them, specifically you, scrub behind your ears. I'll see you next Monday, folks. Good night.
Summer sky.